This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. After two mass shootings left 31 people dead last weekend, more than 200 U.S. mayors are urging the Senate to return to Capitol Hill and move on gun safety legislation. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In an address on television and radio Thursday, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised people in Kashmir the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status. Pakistan, meanwhile, has responded by suspending the only passenger rail service with India. We get more from Reuters' Joe Davies.
Pakistan is furious at the Indian government's decision to revoke Kashmir's special status, part of a bid to integrate the Muslim-majority state with the rest of the country. On Thursday, India urged its neighbour to think again and said it's time to restore diplomatic ties and trade.
This will have no effect on India. We have wanted friendship with them at all times, but it is their wish to close the border. The economy of India is so big that for us it is not an issue. Their economy is small by comparison, so it will affect them.
India and Pakistan have twice waged war over Kashmir and in February engaged in an aerial clash.
Joe Davies of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The way that humans use land could be the key to adapting to climate change or the final nail in the planet's coffin. That's the assessment from a new UN report. Rita Foley of AP has details.
It's pretty scary. That's a UN climate change official talking who helped write the report. He says he's losing sleep over this. The report says within our lifetimes, the Earth could see food supplies dwindle, water shortages, and wildfires, just to name a few nightmares. French climate scientist Valérie Masson-Delmotte, who chaired one of the working groups, says we are doing this to ourselves.
The way we produce food and what we eat.
The scientists say we could help save the planet from a warmer future if we eat less meat, change the way we grow food, and stop cutting down as many trees. I'm Rita Foley.
Kyrgyz special police forces have detained former president Almazbek Atambayev after a security operation turned violent and left one person dead. Russia's Interfax news agency and Kyrgyz media reported Thursday that Atambayev was detained at his home near the capital of Bishkek after at least one failed attempt to take him into custody. The 62-year-old Atambayev faces five counts of criminally abusing his office when he was Kyrgyzstan's president from 2011 to 2017, including corruption, abuse of office, and illegally enriching himself. Atambayev rejects the charges and resisted police attempts to detain him for questioning. Two people were killed Thursday when a missile engine exploded at a military base in northern Russia. The Russian Defense Ministry said the blast occurred during a test of a liquid propellant engine at a military base used for missile tests. The explosion is the second accident at a Russian military facility in less than a week. It's been 50 years since one of the most iconic photos in rock and roll history was taken, the cover shot for the album Abbey Road. We get more from AP's correspondent, Karen Chamas.
Half a century after the photo was taken, spectators also rose up their cell phones to snap photos of Beatles lookalikes crossing the famous Abbey Road pedestrian crossing in tribute to the original image. At 11:35 a.m. on August the 8th, 1969, Ian McMillan photographed John, Paul, George and Ringo striding across the black and white zebra crossing while a police officer stopped traffic. Used as the cover of the band's penultimate studio album, it became one of the most famous images in music history. Karen Chamas, London.
A positive day on Wall Street with all three major indices ending in up territory with as much as 1.8% gains. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The OA1. All the hits.